The Los Angeles community of Venice is a famously bohemian enclave. It's long been home to artists, working-class families, and the poor. But lately, developers and landlords have been pursuing a more well-heeled clientele. In the second of three stories this week on the economics of housing for some of the neediest Americans, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on what happens to the poor and elderly when their neighborhoods are discovered.
If you need to have your navel pierced, get a henna tattoo, or add to your bikini collection, Venice Beach offers lots of options. On sunny weekends, the oceanfront walk here is crowded with people who rollerblade to the beat of a different drummer. It's a scene that hasn't changed much in decades. But just south of Venice Beach's commercial strip, signs of the funky and eclectic are increasingly rare.
I wanted to show you this building here on the corner.
74-year-old Suzanne Chilton stops in front of a pair of stylish, newly built townhomes.
They're two single-family residences on the market at over $2 million each, right across from our affordable housing.
For 10 years, Suzanne Chilton has lived right next door in a mid-rise building called One Venice. She moved there after she retired from a career that included working for two United States senators and the Rand Corporation think tank. Now she lives mainly on Social Security and pays just $300 a month in rent. Her apartment is tiny, but the terrace door opens onto an expansive view of the ocean.
And it's been absolutely divine as far as the accoutrements are concerned, that gorgeous view. It's comfortable and I love it and I never want to leave it if I can help it.
But it may not be up to her. Throughout the country, market forces have transformed hip but scruffy neighborhoods into upscale and trendy ones. Think Soho in New York or Chicago's Wicker Park. Sociologist Christopher Mallet, who teaches at the State University of New York at Buffalo, says the presence of a cool, creative scene can make an iffy neighborhood attractive to the wealthier middle class, and therefore to developers.
Because the potential for this artistic scene to develop and attract even more middle-class residents lessens the risk of investing in such neighborhoods. It can become a marketing device for renting apartments, selling condominiums, etc.
In some cases, he says, what's left of the artistic character that defined the neighborhood is about as bohemian as Starbucks.
What we have then is often a sanitized representation of something that once existed that's presented in a kind of Disneyfied form.
What once made these neighborhoods hum was the mix of artists, blue-collar families, and the poor living side by side. Maintaining that mix in Venice has been aided by a federal program called Section 8. There are a number of buildings here that, like One Venice, were developed with low-cost loans from the government. In exchange, the developers promised to provide affordable homes for the poor, elderly, or disabled for at least 20 years. But the owner of One Venice decided to pay off his mortgage early, get out of the Section 8 program, and rent those Ocean View apartments for a bundle. The city took him to court, saying he didn't give tenants enough notice. Meanwhile, residents of One Venice have been in limbo. And Suzanne Chilton says there are many people in the building who are in no shape to go apartment hunting.
Billy, I brought somebody to see you.
Suzanne Chilton calls her friend Billy our star. The former Billy Lane, real name Amelia Peters, was once a raven-haired beauty who danced in such movies as Footlight Parade and even had a small part in Gone with the Wind. Now nearly 89 years old, her snow-white hair hangs in a ponytail down her back, and she uses a walker. Billy's been in this apartment for 22 years. She can't imagine finding a new place.
Well, you're always worried. You know, that kind of harassment is very painful. I'm talking about now having a home. Not something simple like a car, you know, but a home, somewhere to live. And sad as it may seem, I don't know how I happened to wind up like this.
Suzanne and Billy's predicament is not unusual in Venice. So far, about 60 Section 8 apartments have been lost. More than 300 others are, like One Venice, at risk. But not all tenants who qualify for Section 8 live in buildings like One Venice. More often, they get vouchers from the government that allow them to rent an apartment anywhere, theoretically. The voucher holders pay about a third of their income in rent. The remainder is paid by the government as long as the apartment isn't expensive, which these days leaves out Venice, according to Steve Renahan, who oversees Section 8 for the L.A. Housing Authority.
Since the market tightened up in L.A. over the last few years, I now have half as many Section 8 families living in Venice as I did 3 years ago.
Some of the voucher holders who've left Venice used to live here at Lincoln Place, 52 small apartment buildings spread along a few quiet winding streets about a mile from the beach. It would have been illegal for the landlord to simply stop accepting their vouchers. He said they had to leave because he was going to renovate their apartments. Sheila Bernard, the head of the Lincoln Place Tenants Association, points to some dark, empty buildings behind a chain-link fence.
Folks were evicted from there, and then the units were gutted, and this is almost a year ago. And those people had to move, and now the units are standing gutted and empty. Nothing's being done with them.
In fact, just one building was actually renovated, and some of the rehab departments now rent for more than $2,500. The landlord's attorney did not return calls seeking comment on his latest plan that calls for tearing down all of modestly priced, rent-controlled Lincoln Place and replacing most of it with luxury condos. Sheila Bernard said the tenants will continue to fight. Her little community, she says, is a mirror of what makes Venice such a lively place.
It was always okay to live in Venice no matter who you were, and that should be preserved. That's an aspect of Venice that should be preserved.
Strolling down Oceanfront Walk, it's difficult to imagine Venice ever being anything but a haven for free spirits. Longtime residents, however, are hoping that the mix of old and young, rich and poor that's defined Venice's brand of cool will not someday be confined to a strip of pavement at the edge of the sand. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Venice.
Photographs from Venice Beach and more information about the year-long Housing First project are at npr.org. Tomorrow, Boston residents fight to save their apartment building.